AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Is it a ploy to get attention? President Obama is suggesting that a controversial comment by Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee might be intended to get attention or to push Donald Trump out of the headlines. Huckabee, talking about the nuclear deal with Iran, slammed President Obama for an agreement that he says threatens Israel.
He's so naive, he would trust the Iranians and he would take the Israelis and basically march them to the door of the oven.
The president calls that Holocaust reference and various other campaign comments by Donald Trump and Ted Cruz
part of just a general pattern that we've seen that would be considered ridiculous if it weren't so sad.
Huckabee made his comments on the SiriusXM Patriot channel. Meanwhile, the head of the Republican National Committee, Reince Priebus, says he's not worried about speculation that Donald Trump, who is topping many polls at the moment, might run as an independent, taking votes away from Republicans.
Most people that run for president run to win. And if our candidates want to win, then they'll have to run as a Republican. But I don't fear that.
He was on the Today Show this morning. There was a Sunday night prayer vigil in South Florida for two missing 14-year-old boys who disappeared while fishing in the Atlantic Ocean. The Coast Guard has found their boat off Ponce de Leon Inlet in Volusia County, but there's no sign of the boys. The teens were last seen Friday afternoon buying gas before heading toward the Bahamas to fish. There will be funerals today for the two women shot dead last week at a movie theater in Lafayette, Louisiana. And checking Wall Street for you now, the Dow is down 130 points. In China, the Shanghai Stock Index plunged 8.5% today. This is AP Radio News. Let's delve a little deeper now into that drop in the Shanghai Share Index. Our Joe McDonald is in Beijing, where he reports China is under pressure to do something fast.
In the past several weeks, the government has announced just a machine gun rapid fire series of initiatives. There are still a few more initiatives that appear to be possible, but the amount of money committed so far by the government is the equivalent of hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars. So it is not clear what magic bullet the government has left in its arsenal if these measures that it has used so far have not worked.
Today is the anniversary of the armistice that ended fighting in the Korean War more than six decades ago. And North Korea is warning the United States that another war on the Korean Peninsula would leave no Americans alive to sign a surrender document. Pyongyang and other cities around North Korea were decked out with flags and banners today in celebrations. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.